Obviously, the SWA is pleased. Did you have any advance guidance that this was coming? I know that there had been a lot of lobbying in the weeks leading up to the Chancellor's announcement.
The SWA is delighted about the 2% cut. We've been campaigning for that now for the last few months. And it's good that we've been listened to. We were getting hopeful in the last few weeks. There's been quite a lot of media coverage that a cut was coming. But until the Chancellor actually stood up and spoke today in the House of Commons, we had no guarantee it was actually going to happen. So we're very pleased with today's announcement.
Now, this is only the fourth time in the last century that Spirit's duties have been cut. That's really almost unprecedented when you have four times in 100 years.
It's an historic event today. As you say, it's only been four cuts in the last century. So we're delighted, and we think it's down to our hard campaigning, and it's down to the government's recognition of how important Scotch whisky is. When the Chancellor actually spoke today in Westminster, he said Scotch whisky is a very important export for the UK, and he'd like to give support to the industry. So we think it's good that the government's recognised how important we are to the wider economy.
Now, this also affects all other spirits as well, or does it just affect Scotch whisky?
The cut in duty today affects all spirits, not just Scotch whisky. Under law, you can't treat one spirit differently from other spirits, so it affects all spirits in the UK.
Now, let's be realistic here. Until today, the price of an average bottle of whiskey was about 78% taxes. This cuts it down to 77%. Not a lot in numerical terms, but I suspect that you're going to tell me that when you aggregate this out over the entire UK population, it's going to result in some sort of economic growth, correct?
It's a relatively small cut, and the tax still stands at 77% of a bottle of Scotch whisky, which is still very high. But it's a step in the right direction, and because it's only the fourth cut in the last century, it's obviously a very significant change. So I think we see it as a move in the right direction, but we'd like to see more of this in future budgets. So hope the Chancellor will support us in budgets to come. And we do think it will benefit the UK economy because it will increase confidence in the industry and increase confidence among consumers. So even though it's we're still very highly taxed, we like the fact it's moving downwards.
How do you answer the complaints from alcohol industry critics who say that given the UK's issues with alcohol, cutting the tax on spirits is the wrong thing to do?
The Scottish Whisky Association and the whole industry promotes responsible drinking across the UK, and most people in the country do drink responsibly, and we think the announcement today makes Scottish whisky more affordable for those people who like to enjoy a dram and like to enjoy it responsibly.
Have you had any feedback yet from your members in the hour or so since the announcement has been made?
Yeah, the announcement only happened a few hours ago, but the members we've spoken to, because we're in regular contact with our members, obviously, and it's a massive announcement for them, are delighted about the announcement, and they're very pleased with how the campaign's gone. And our members obviously support the campaign, and they're delighted at what's happened in today's budget.
Do you think we might see some increased economic investment from the distillers in Scotland as a result?
There's been quite a lot of investment in the industry in recent years. I mean, at the moment, there's about 30 new distilleries planned or being built. And some of the bigger companies are also investing in new warehouses, expanding production. So that's already ongoing. And we think this announcement today will means that will continue and probably increase investment and increase confidence. We think it will be a boost to the amount of money being put into the industry. And that will also help exports in the longer term.
Now, if I remember correctly, he also cut the tax on beer again. So that's had 3 years in a row of cuts, or I believe 2 to 3 years in a row of cuts. Last year, he cut it and only froze spirits taxes and eliminated the duty escalator. But this is the third year in a row for beer cuts, right?
Beer has been cut more than spirits in the recent years, that's right. Today, with a 2% cut for beer as well as spirits. But in recent budgets, beer has been treated more favorably than other alcoholic drinks.
What does this mean for the UK economy in real terms?
Well, Scotch whisky is worth about £5 billion a year to the UK economy, and we generate more than £4 billion in exports. So I think anything that can support such a big industry is a benefit to the wider economy. We also support more than 40,000 jobs, and we hope increased investment, increased exports, a bigger UK market means we can actually employ more people and support more jobs across the entire UK.
Well, I hear your phone ringing, so I assume that's somebody else calling in for an interview. Anything else you can add I didn't ask about?
No, I think I just want to emphasise just how pleased we are with the cut and how delighted we are the Chancellor's recognised the significance of the Scotch whisky industry. And we hope other governments around the world will treat us fairly when it comes to taxation in our export markets.